We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, this is wild. So you can either get into TikTok or not. I don't care. I love it. I the meme that says, if you're too, you think you're too cool to download TikTok, you think you have a PhD in maturity. No, TikTok is fun, dude.
Yeah.
It's about dancing, it's about music, and it's about making tiny videos, which is all we have the attention span for anyway, right?
TikTok is also about wasting an hour and a half of your life and going like, holy hell, I've been on TikTok for an hour? What's going on?
Oh, my girlfriends, they just don't get it. They're like, I don't get it. I'm like, it's literally people dancing, and you could recreate, or you can redo lines from movies. There's so many things.
People doing trick shots. There's celebrities on there. And I've Justin Timberlake's on there. I've seen Chrissy Teigen's on there. Jennifer Lopez is on there. Yes, everyone's on there.
They're all on there, and they all post all the time.
Yeah.
And so Jason Derulo's been getting a lot of attention because, remember, we talked about him on TikTok last week because he's a dancer, first of all, which made it easy for him to get into TikTok because he can do these cool dance moves that people like to watch. But he had done the corn video where he put the corn on a drill, which do not do this at home, kids, and then faked like his teeth got knocked out from the drill as he was eating the corn on the cob off the drill.
Right.
Whatever. Look, okay, fine. Who cares? Okay, not the point. It was a joke. But he's now saying he wants to forget about his music career totally because he's making so much off TikTok. He said, if you can find your niche,
you
can definitely like make a ton of money. And he said that not only, and I agree with him, it's running the music industry. We got so many songs on the radio off of TikTok. I mean,
Lil Nas X, Old Town Road was one of the first songs to get huge off TikTok. And then you have like the Surfaces song that we play all the time.
What
Regard,
about Savage?
Savage, all of it.
Savage was a big one for a lot of people that they learned on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So
Blinding Lights is huge on TikTok too. Yeah.
So he said he's thinking about just sticking to TikTok because he's making so much money. He said you just got to figure it out and find it
I've
out.
I've been seeing a lot more Jason Derulo on my TikTok feed. I don't know how they determine what you see because I'm not even following Jason Derulo. And I started seeing his videos. I started after I saw his videos.
I follow him because of his dance moves because they're cool to watch him like flip in the air.
Right. Him and like Justin Bieber, the people that can dance are fun to watch on TikTok because they're actually really good at it.
Justin Bieber, that makes me. Justin Bieber's all videos with his wife. It's boring. I'm like, oh,
I love it.
You're in love. Nobody cares anymore.
I love it. I love that.
Whoopie-doo.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Allie, I need some advice. It's relationship/marriage advice. And if you can't give it to me,
don't come to me.
I know, which is why I might also need to talk to someone else. It's 799-1037, or you can text to 71037. It's a delicate situation that I'm dealing with in my house right now. Because
what, a woman? Yes, it's
a woman,
very delicate,
yes.
My friend.
Uh-huh.
Be careful.
Uh-huh. Think about when you go and you pick out like something that you want to wear, right, as a woman. And you go and you ask your man's opinion. You want his honest opinion, and he's going to give it to you. And no matter what he says, you're going to do what you're going to do, right? At the end of the day?
Yes. We need feedback, yes. Yes,
uh-huh.
for our ego, yes.
Yes. So what happens when you're doing a situation like this, but with redesigning or refinishing a room in your house? We're refinishing a bathroom in our house because some of the fixtures are... We've got two faucets that are leaking with the handles that are coming out. Mm-hmm. The sinks are rusted out. They're very old. We're like, we just need to replace like the vanity and the sink part because they're falling apart, so...
Couples all over right now are getting triggered.
Yes. Yes.
They're like, oh God, you're bringing back the home project. You're bringing it back up. Why?
So I'm trying to walk because this is something my wife wants to do. She's been wanting to do it for a while. And now for the last 3.5 weeks, she's
been. But like me, she's incapable capable of making a decision.
Like any woman, she's incapable of it. So. And like all men, I don't care. I just want my wife to be happy. Because honestly, whatever. Whatever's better than what we have now. I don't care. It's fine. It's fine. So I'm walking the delicate line between giving feedback and not acting like I don't give an F. Because I do. But at the end of the day, I don't. Right? So how do you manage that situation as a man? I don't even know how to do it. 71037, how would you want your man to handle this in this situation? Because obviously I can't do the work because I'm not that handy. So we're having like a friend do it that's very good and handy at kind of doing plumbing and the electrical work. He can do it all.
I think you're doomed. I mean,
I do too.
If you really want my opinion, I think you're just going to have to make a decision and tell her that's it.
She at one point, she was ordering something online and she pulled me in the fifth time over like a 6-day course. And she goes, "What do you think of this one?" And I go, "You've showed me this same exact one 3 times, 4 times.
Is this how people great. Feel? That sell any kind of home
Gotta
stuff
be.
Like countertops, vanities, cabinets. Can you imagine dealing? Imagine the people they deal with. Like, there's got to be people like you who don't care and me who don't care. And then there's got to be people like your wife who they spend months trying to make it. It's like when you build a house, like builders probably can relate to this.
You're
probably like,
because two reasons. A, you're spending money on it, so you're making an investment on it. And B, it's going to be there. You use it literally every single day. So you want it to be something that you like.
And how long are you going to let it go without her making a decision?
I think
you're going to have to decide.
I know we have to decide because we've got a guy
You have to decide when you're going to make the call, and she either makes the decision or not. You have to have a deadline, is my point, or she's never going to make a decision.
Don't you
learn this with me? This is how you have to give us an end point, dude. That's the problem.
All right, then if my wife's listening, you have to make a decision by tonight at 11:59 p.m. If that's what I need to do, maybe that's it.
Listen to this.
What?
Somebody texted in to 71037 "My boyfriend straight up tells me if I picked out something ugly when it comes to home remodeling."
And that's the other thing. My wife's not picking out bad stuff. It's all great because my wife's got good taste. That's why I'm like, that looks fine. It's great. Let's go. Let's move on. Let's go out to dinner. 71037.
Tell her what you don't like and she can decide from there.
Okay,
nope,
fair.
Not going to work. No, nope, it's not going to work.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Trying to balance and juggle a happy marriage while doing home repairs.
Good luck.
Can test even the strongest of marriages, right? But they do say happy wife, happy life. So my wife is she's wanting to do some fixing in our bathroom. And she's picking
what
out stuff.
What if nothing makes her happy, though?
I found out I did something bad because I sent her into a spiral, Allie. Because she was looking at ordering this online. And I said, you realize that you're ordering something. It's cabinetry. You're ordering online. So what happens if it arrives and I take it out of the box and we put it all together and you realize you don't like it or it's broken?
It's not like patio furniture. It's like a cabinet that's going to be in your house.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like patio furniture, I can in my mind get behind returning. I can't get behind returning full cabinets. Like I know what you mean.
It's like a fixture in your house. And I go, then we have to break it down. Then we have to go and mail it back. And by we, I mean I, because I'm the one that's going to have to do all this if it's not good.
Yeah, but you're saying it yourself. You're the enabler.
I know.
And you're going, what's wrong? How do I fix this as I agree to mail back the stuff she doesn't want?
No.
That's the first. Make her mail it back and she'll get sick of doing it and she'll get more serious.
So, thank God she found an online place and this place is great. It's out of California and they're like very responsive and they were texting with her last night. So they're on top of their game and they're guaranteeing everything. I certainly hope. Right? I was asking people to text to 71037. Somebody said, it's my husband that can't make any decisions. I make all the decisions.
Somebody else just said, we just rebuild after a house fire, so I can give you lots of input. They want to give you input.
Oh,
no,
please.
Input's what we don't need, actually.
No, we don't need any
don't
more
input.
Do you
think that will confuse her more?
Yes, because there's so many options. And that's her problem, because she's like, what about this one? What about this one? Somebody else texted to 71037 and said, ask her to narrow it down to 3 or 4 options and let me pick what's best.
That's right. That's not a bad idea. But then can she handle that?
No. No.
No. So then, I would just,
So, and then Jesse called to 799-1037, and he said, 799-1037, you remember Jesse, he said, he had to hang up and go quick, but he said to say, yes, dear, was a great phrase to use. I think that looks great, dear, is another phrase to use. Just keeping it very simple, very civil.
What about this one? Did you see this one? Help her narrow it down, give her suggestions of things that would be enjoyable, and then give her reasons why not to pick a certain thing.
Oh, I've been through this for the past 3.5 weeks.
Oh,
now I need
to
do what you said, Allie. Just give her the damn deadline. No, I need to give her the deadline.
Yeah, give her the deadline and walk away.
And then it's saying,
like, this needs to be done by this time or she's never going to make a decision, dude.
And by the drop dead date, I'm out of the decision-making process and I am officially checking out of the situation. It's all on her.
You don't have a decision. There is no decision for you.
I know.
You're saying it yourself, dude.
Talking myself in circles. This is going to be exciting.
Just let her make the decision and move away. Not literally.
Right.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Allie. It's 8:57. Our virtual graduation is a week from Saturday, June 6th. Go to 1037kissfm.com. Send us your picture. Be part of it. The virtual graduation, because the class of 2020 got the short end of the stick, man.
Yeah.
Sucks for them. Sucks for them. I mean, they got some cool stuff, but let's make it good for them. 1037kissfm.com. Mm-hmm. So the Brewers, there's still talks about maybe playing in fanless stadiums in July, but we don't have baseball. We don't have any sports right now. Yeah. A lot of people are bummed out about it, including some kids that are Brewers fans. There's this little Milwaukee girl, Beverly. She is a crazy big Brewer fan. She is super young. She's like maybe 6 or 7 years old. Her mom follows Ryan Braun's wife, Larissa, on Instagram, right?
Okay.
So she takes a video of her daughter in Brewers gear, sends it to Ryan Braun's wife and says, hey, check this out. Ryan Braun responds and sends this little girl back a video on Instagram.
Talk to the wife always. Talk to the woman.
What you gotta
to
go.
But anyway, continue.
She's the gatekeeper, of course. That's the way you gotta, that's why, like, she makes all the decisions. So
okay, that's cool, though.
He sends this video back to Beverly, and this little girl, like, watching her watch the video, I wish I could show you this on the radio, but all
okay,
I can play for you.
This is my question. I know you're gonna play it so we can hear it, but I was wondering, this is a classic, like, parent thing, and we even see this with us where people come up and go, my kid loves you, and it's obvious the parent does, but they're embarrassed to say it. The kid could care less. You ever know? We've had this happen, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, like, for Ryan Braun, I'm like, is the mom actually way more into it than the kid?
Because I bet.
The kid's little. The kid's little.
She's little.
I have a 6 and an 8-year-old. They don't get it. The celebrity thing. That's why I was curious.
Yeah.
You know, if it was more about the mom, but I want to hear this.
It could be.
Hey, Beverly, this is Ryan Braun from the Brewers. Saw you wearing all your Brewers gear. Just wanted to reach out and say hello. I know things are a little bit different right now. It's not the same as if we had a regular opening day, but we're all in this together. We'll all get through it together, and we'll be back in Milwaukee hopefully really soon, and look forward to seeing you at Miller Park one day soon. All right, hope you're having a great day. Thanks.
Her jaw's on the floor,
see,
but
the mom,
you're right.
Listen to the mom at the end.
Yes. Well, the mom's excited for the girl, too, but I'm sure the mom's just as excited.
Okay, Riggs, can we just cut to it?
Yes.
The mom was excited because Ryan Braun sent them a message.
Of course.
Nothing to do with the kid anymore. Let's be real.
I'm sure it's all about
the
mom now.
Trust me.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Do you watch Too Hot to Handle? Is that one of those shows you're into?
Yes, Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. I do. I did. It was trash and I fell into it. Yes.
So you know all of the characters.
Name a character and yes.
Okay, well, I'm just asking because
depends
on
which
one. You know Bryce from Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, yes.
Bryce.
Yes.
Okay. Bryce, get this, was hanging out with Joe Exotic's husband.
Really?
Yes, Bryce and Dylan. Yes, that's the right. So they're all hanging out on this boat. And some of the pictures are a little close. And so I was giggling because I thought, people are wondering, one, how these two even met. And I said, well, they're both on reality shows on Netflix. That's all you need to know. That's how they come together. So he basically, the guy from Too Hot to Handle, Bryce, set up this whole party for Joe Exotic's husband, Dylan. So Dylan is like partying. He's on this boat. There's like less than 15 people at all times, according to them. Fine. I wasn't even getting into the social distancing. I was more like, uh-oh. Because you know Joe Exotic is seeing this from prison. He's probably like, no, my man's partying with another dude that's way hotter and younger. Are you putting it together yet?
Yeah.
So Dylan is still saying, well, I want Joe Exotic to get out of jail. I want my man back. But come on.
I remember.
This is like living the life.
Bryce had a very sensitive moment. They did like a washing away ceremony thing where they all wrote things about themselves on their bodies.
Don't give anything away if people are still watching it, but he's just like a cornball?
He wasn't one of the big ones towards the end. Like he wasn't a big influence in the show, I don't think. I don't think Bryce was.
I think this is all to create a spinoff of a love triangle. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Because now you can bring Too Hot to Handle and Tiger King together. Think about this, merging two shows with two big followings during this time.
Right.
Merge them, have them have a hookup. Joe Exotic's losing it. I think
Is Bryce going to hook up with Joe Exotic's ex? I didn't think he was gay. Or maybe did he go both ways?
Well, I didn't think Joe Exotic's husbands were gay either, did you?
Oh, that's right. Damn it. That's right. Neither did Joe Exotic.
Such all a big of a sudden it matters if you're gay to get it on? That was irrelevant in the show.
That's true.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I saw two groups of people. One group of people that was very much, I don't care. I'm going to touch. I'm all right with this. Let's just hang out. And another group that was, I went to a barbecue, a backyard barbecue, where they said, you know what? Bring your own stuff. Bring your own. They had plastic utensils. They were like, bring your own bag of chips if you want chips. Bring your own salad stuff. We pretty much, it was like a BYO everything barbecue.
Which is how I would roll. Which is what happened on my birthday last week. Was my friends came over and nobody touched. Everybody brought their own stuff and it was like, do you?
Yeah.
But one of my friends was completely uncomfortable and I respected it. She didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, fine. Nobody said it was COVID's over. Nobody said that.
No.
We just said we reopened. There's a difference there.
There is a difference, yes.
And the CDC is still telling us that masks protect us and all these things. But when you go out, I mean, I was for sure in the minority with a mask on by far. I mean, you're hanging out with people that are just, it feels like you're alone sometimes.
Yeah, but I did go on a 22-mile walk with some people on Saturday, which we do it every year around Memorial Day. We walk for veteran suicide awareness because 22 that die every day by suicide. That's what the 22 miles is symbolic of. And I do it every year with my one friend, Dan. I have more than one friend, I think. But I know that he has been quarantining and he's been just with him and his wife. And when I've walked up and saw him Saturday morning, he reached out and shook my hand. And just out of sheer used to doing things, I reached out and I did it.
It had nothing to do with peer pressure? Like you didn't accidentally get lost in the moment?
I just walked up and I went, hey, and I went, oh my God, what am I doing? What's going on right now? He went, you shook my hand. And he goes, see, and everything's fine. And I said,
oh God.
Right now, everything's fine.
You can't see.
Right now, everything's fine. It was an interesting situation because I was like, okay, at least I know him and it wasn't a stranger. So in my mind, I was like, I was justifying it as okay.
Right. One doesn't mean they're not in that one third of group that's a carrier that we know about.
Yeah.
Just because you know somebody.
And then I turned around, another woman ran up and went, Riggs, and ran up and hugged me. And I went, oh, wow, we're back to normal now. Here it is.
And you just let her.
I did.
You weren't uncomfortable, or you were?
Yes, a little bit. But it was a weird situation.
Right now,
it was because I love her and I don't mind hugging her. But then you sit back and you think about what if. And
well,
do
if
I?
You love
I don't
people. You'd protect them, not.
Yeah, but I don't want to be terrified of doing every. I don't want to be terrified of everything and of touching every little surface
I don't
and every
either,
little
Riggs,
thing.
But I don't either, and I'm trying to do baby steps. But baby steps is baby steps. But you took the jump. You just jumped in.
That was
man.
A
you're
jump
in
this
now.
Weekend.
You're jumped.
You said there's two people that are taking it seriously and people that are not, and I'm not taking it seriously.
There's people in the middle,
and that's exactly where I am, right in the middle of it,
hugging people and shaking hands.
Which I did over the
back
weekend.
Back in, not really, to me, not take it. I mean, to me, it's just living your life, not caring anymore.
And then I washed my hands, and I had sanitizer with me the whole time. But I was incredibly, I'm very much aware of, like, my distance around people. When I'm walking up behind people at a store, I'm like, excuse me, I'm right behind you. I'm trying
you
to be aware.
They jumped on you and hugged you and shook your hand. You're like, I'm very conscious of my distance.
When I'm
to
going
yourself.
To people, now, that's other people. That's other people that are coming at me.
Them.
If someone comes at me.
You know,
it's just it's different. It's different now. It's way
weird.
Different now. It's very weird. Well, I want to know if I'm alone in this situation over the weekend or who else was in this type of situation. Maybe other people were. 71037. You can text or call us 799-1037.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I touched people this weekend. Not in a bad way. Not in that way.
You say it like you're confessing.
I know.
You're like, I'm Riggs.
I don't think anybody else would openly say it like I did. That
well,
I touched somebody.
A lot of people wouldn't. But I think you're one way or the other, you know. But it's funny because you didn't touch anyone. They touched you, Riggs. Let's be clear.
Yes, they touched me.
Let's be clear on you got assaulted is what you got hand assaulted is what we call it. When people
assaulted?
Grab your hand or hug you without asking if you're comfortable with it after in the middle of a pandemic, by the way.
Yeah.
Can we ask, you know, that, please?
You know what?
God,
I've
we put that out there? What the hell?
I've also started, after that happened the first couple times and I was jarred, I began saying to people, I go, I'm just going to either give you an air high five or a fist bump or a elbow bump. I was like, those are the only things that I'm comfortable doing. And I was like, elbow bump? Yeah. Yes. And those are the only things that I was doing from then on out. Because that's what we were doing pre-corona. I'm consciously washing my hands. That's the best that I can do.
They're telling us to still do that. That's not, it's not like the government and the CDC aren't telling us to continue to wash our hands and even wear masks.
Yes.
I mean, that's not changed.
When you can't social distance,
everyone. So I just want to put that out there. However, people like a friend of mine this weekend, same thing, Riggs, where she was telling me that one of their neighbors came over and touched her, put his hand on her shoulder, and she was like, and she got all weirded out. And she was like, whoa, whoa. But then another neighbor crossed over the yard and came in for a hug, and she said she was so uncomfortable she had to stop and say, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable with this, we're not hugging.
This goes back to you were even talking about this even before coronavirus was even a thing, maybe in November you were talking about
hugging inappropriate.
You were asking for permission to hug. It's almost like we have to go back to that at this point in life.
Well,
if you're going to be in a situation where you're around someone, even if you know them, is saying, hey, are you cool with a hug, are you cool with a handshake, what are you comfortable with right now? What are you comfortable with?
The whole hugging thing came up because I realized there are people with trauma or experiences that touching is an issue for them. And I wasn't aware of that. So when I became aware of that, I became aware of how I was touching people or hugging them or grab or whatever. Just because I'm a hugger doesn't mean they are.
Now it's, I don't know where you've been. Are you going to get me sick if you touch me?
Now it actually matters if I touch you. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Before, you know what I mean? But now it's yeah, it's a hard thing, but I'm more surprised that the people that have gone out and just continued to live, like your friends or whatever, which there's a majority of people in the state and across the country living back to normal.
Did you see Lake Geneva over the weekend?
Changed.
Lake Geneva over the weekend?
What?
Lake Geneva over the weekend was bumping. Hey. Lake Geneva was... People were out, man.
What about the Dells? Were the Dells?
I didn't see anything about the Dells yet. I didn't. I'm curious, though. Mm-hmm. Right. How are you approaching?
I am curious, though.
Yeah. How are you approaching the touch now? 71037. You can text or call us 799-1037.
Is this like telling people to turn their lights on? That I actually, when it rains, that I actually have to tell you to ask someone before you touch them?
Probably yes.
Like in 2020, do I really need to give that public a service? And
probably
or do you
yes.
Just assume everyone thinks just like you.
One person
which
texted.
Which is also idiotic.
One person
that everyone's thinking like you.
One person texted and said, you're not alone, Riggs. I hugged my family this weekend and it was awesome. If they feel comfortable and I feel comfortable, then it's all good. We don't go anywhere else but home.
Yeah.
So why not? To each their own.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Slowly letting people in and watching. Yeah.
Letting them in my touch circle. Letting in my touch circle. 71037.
Oh, you might as well have made out, dude.
Right? It's Kiss FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. In case you missed it the first time.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie at 9:55. Good morning. Our virtual graduation is a week from Saturday. Hell, June is this weekend? Next week? June already? The hell's going on?
Ugh.
Time just melts together still.
It's crazy.
Big thing that happens in August every year, the Wisconsin State Fair, right?
Yeah.
And we still haven't heard one way or the other what the state fair is doing. We saw the Minnesota State Fair canceled, which is one of the biggest in the country, the Minnesota State Fair.
Oh, I forgot
don't know if you know
that it was one of the biggest ones.
It was.
Yeah.
That and the Iowa State Fair are the two, two of the biggest ones in the country. So the Minnesota one canceled. So they're meeting virtually tomorrow. The board of directors for the Wisconsin
State
Fair. You have
to meet virtually?
Yeah.
Is that telling of where we're headed? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not trying to laugh, but, because the fair is so important to us. But when they said summer got canceled, I just assumed it. So when things actually happen, I'm like, oh, how so exciting. You're not going to disappoint me at this point because I prepared myself.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
When
it's
summer,
the other way that would,
when the Bucks
know.
And the Brewers and Summerfest have already been moved and canceled, and all right, then nothing is going to surprise me anymore.
I've just accepted it is what it is,
Yeah, Summerfest is moved to September, three weekends of September. I don't even know how that's going to go either.
That's what I'm saying. The fair, all these things go together. So, the fair has to make a decision, and then Summerfest will have to make a decision.
Yeah.
And it, all depending on where we're at, I'm sure.
They're saying we'll know before the end of the week, before the end of May is when they will know. So, a virtual meeting tomorrow. So, I think I talked to several people on social media and over the weekend about the state fair. They were like, you think we're going to still do the state fair? Probably not, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm not a professional, but...
Right. But we'll find out this week. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, don't say TikTok's for nothing, because I like TikTok. I enjoy watching the celebrities and random people do funny 10, 15 second videos, because that's about the attention span I have.
Yeah, it's great.
But Jason Derulo said he's thinking about quitting music altogether because TikTok is where it's at for him. He said he found this area where he's making a ton of money, because he did the whole, he's been doing these kind of interesting videos. He did one where he put corn on a drill. Don't do this at home, by the way. And then joke that his teeth got knocked out. It was a joke. Yeah. But the TikTok video worked, you know?
He did another one I saw where they said, you can hand anybody anything while they're on the phone and they'll take it. And it's Jason Derulo sitting on the couch and somebody filming from their perspective, and they hand him like a glass of water and he takes it.
Oh.
And then they hand him like a remote control and he takes it. And then they hand him a live snake and he's like, ah, what is this? Freaks out. He's funny on TikTok. So this is his new calling, Jason Derulo.
Sounds like what my kids, I could do that with, I could recreate that today with my kids.
Yeah.
Because they'll hand me stuff and I'm just going, uh-huh, and I just keep moving. That's really funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, he says that if you can find a way to find a following on TikTok, you can make a ton of money, and he's right. So I enjoy it. I don't think there's an age limit. I think TikTok is hysterical, whether you're 5 or 50.
I read an interview with a person that does TikTok, and they do TikTok lives, and they get paid per person that watches, and they have like 13 or 14,000 people that will watch their live TikTok things where they just talk about their day.
How much do you get paid per person?
It varies on how many followers you have, but they said they're making a killing. Huh. They wouldn't say in the article. I was like, okay, they must be making a killing. And I don't understand it.
15, that's not even that many.
No. But if they're making enough, if you do enough of them throughout the month,
right,
and you add them up, I can only imagine.
Wow,
dude,
that's hysterical. But wait, TikTok live, you said?
Yeah, you can do a live on TikTok.
But oh, I didn't know that.
But for Jason Derulo, an accomplished artist, singer, dancer, songwriter, for him to say he's just going to jump on TikTok. Yeah.
Well, he brought up the fact that the TikTok is running the music industry, and that's, we're getting a lot of songs that never would have been on the radio if it weren't for TikTok. So, well, just to be clear,
Megan Thee Stallion, Savage, if it didn't have a dance to it, that totally catapulted that song, dude.
Yes.
Totally did.
Yes.
So,
it's true.
If you're not on TikTok, we're there. Kiss Milwaukee.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Allie?
Yeah.
How well do you know the music from like 2000 to 2010? Because that's what I'm quizzing you on this morning. You and Laura from
West
Bend.
I've been on the radio since the year 1998. I was in 1997. Fine, I'm going to age myself. I was in high school.
You didn't age yourself. You're fine. You turned 41 last week.
I got a job in high school at a radio station. I thought I was so cool in the small town I lived in. Here we are 20 years later. So if I can't do that with my experience, I just admit I'm a straight loser.
All right, Laura, how about you? How well do you know the music from 2000 to 2010? Do you feel confident enough?
I think I could give Allie a run for her money.
All right.
Got a girl. I like it.
I like your spirit. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I have three clips. We'll let Laura go first because she is the guest. Mm-hmm. And if you know the answer, just say yes or no. I'm going to play all three of them, all right?
So don't say the song, just say yes or no.
Just say yes or no, and then we'll reveal it at the end, all right?
Oh, see, I have all the pressure.
You do, because you're the professional.
This is like asking a doctor to compete against someone else. Okay,
all right,
go.
So here is the first clip, all right, from a 2000 song. Ready?
Would you swear that you'll always be mine?
Either one of you know it?
Yes, if I know artist.
I know
the artist.
One more time.
Would you swear that you'll always be mine?
Laura?
Would you lie?
You don't know?
No.
That's a hard one, girl, because I can think of the artist, I think, but I can't think of what the song's called. I was trying to sing it in my mind, but I couldn't get to the main part of the song.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Is it Enrique Iglesias?
It is Enrique Iglesias.
Okay.
It was Hero.
I'm halfway there.
Hero.
Hero!
It was Hero.
Damn!
Enrique Iglesias. You knew it, though, right?
I knew it was him. Does that ring a bell for her at all?
Yes.
Oh, it does ring a bell for you. Okay, good. All right.
It does. I needed the Hero part.
Okay, right?
Me too.
All right, second song for Name the Song from the 2000s. It's from 2000 to 2010. Here you go. It's the next one. Check it out.
Trying hard to fill the emptiness. The piece is gone. Let the puzzle undone.
Laura, do you know the artist or title?
Oh, let me think.
Allie, do you know the artist and title? I think you do. I can look at your face.
Trying hard to fill the emptiness.
What's that?
Is the title Every Day?
It is not Every Day, no. Nope.
But the artist, I know, Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
Yes, because you can recognize her voice.
Yeah. It was beautiful, Christina
title,
Aguilera.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
She was on the right path.
You were. You were on the way, Laura.
I'm just trying to be nice.
It's a little more tough than you think. All right, final
yeah,
one.
Definitely.
All right. These are from the 2000s, but they were all big songs, so.
Well, and can I just say on American Idol for years, they have said the tone in someone's voice, if you can recognize their voice, is everything.
100%.
And that's why Danny Gokey got as far as he did, because he had that voice that was recognizable.
Yeah.
There really is something to recognizing these people's voices if you listen, yeah.
Final song. If you don't recognize this one, we need to have a discussion with both of you ladies.
We all suck then?
All right,
okay.
Yes, really. Come on. Laura, one more time.
Oh, she couldn't hear it.
Up here it goes. You know it?
Destiny's Child.
Uh-huh.
And what's the name? I'll say it if
what's
she's
what's the
not
name
gonna...
of the song? Do you know?
No.
Oh.
Bootylicious.
Oh, here we go. See? They want to hear the whole song now? You know what? Can I play it? I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it.
Care.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
Care,
Laura, thank you so much for playing. We don't have a prize. We were just playing for fun, really, for bragging rights. So.
I want to hear it. Right? I might be the only one that wants to hear it. If she doesn't like that song, don't play it.
Laura, do you want to hear that song?
Play it.
Bootylicious. All right. All right, fine. Ask and you shall receive. Thanks for playing along.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Can you handle it? Can you handle it?
You missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I come running back from the bathroom, and all I hear is Riggs in my headphones. Allie!
I was like, where the hell did you go? 2 minutes. Shake it. Let's go.
Let me live. I drank a lot of water.
You're at home. You don't have to wash your hands.
That's a good joke, Riggs. I like that one. Don't tell my kids that, though,
yeah, no,
because
right.
They've been trying to sneak out with it. I'm like, no, we're still washing. Keep it going, kid.
All right.
So let's talk about Tiger King and how Joe Exotic's husband, Dylan, apparently getting very close to one of the stars of Too Hot to Handle, which you've watched, Riggs. I haven't even watched the reality show on Netflix, and you have. That's hysterical.
Too Hot to Handle is where they have a bunch of hot people on an island, and they say, we'll give you $100,000 if you don't sleep together. But anytime you do anything physical, like making out or anything sexual, they take away money from the pot.
That's hysterical.
It's a great show. It's trash. It's terrible.
It's very Bachelor in Paradise.
100%. You know what I mean? All it is. Yeah. And it's, I feel.
You just put hot people on an island.
I know. I'm ashamed that I watched it, but I watched it.
Oh, whatever.
Bryce was on there. Yes.
Well, Bryce, one of the stars, was hanging out with Joe Exotic's husband, Dylan. Now, you can either assume they're going to get it on because you said he's not gay, or you can assume they're using each other for publicity. Now, we also didn't think Joe Exotic's husbands were gay, quite frankly.
Right?
So it could just be two straight dudes hanging, Riggs.
Yeah. Wait, you got to hang out with Harry, too? Harry from Too Hot to Handle was there, too?
I don't know who Harry is, but fine. He got to hang out with Harry.
He was the cute, cheeky British one. Yes. I love Harry. He was great.
Look, I'm convinced there's a reality show popping off of this. There is no way they have these two guys hanging out on a boat for Dylan's birthday, you know, Joe Exotic's husband, that they were celebrating his birthday in California. He did this whole boat thing with only 15 people at a time, and yada, yada, you get the picture.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think, yes, some of these reality stars run together because they're reality stars on Netflix, so they get to know each other and their friends off camera.
Yep.
But I'm starting to wonder if there's more to this, and they're ramping up for some kind of spinoff between this one and that one. And can you imagine? I mean, they got to do. What are you going to? You got two huge shows and no spinoffs.
I can, but that's a stretch for a show. Joe Exotic's husband and the random guy from Too Hot to Handle.
No, it's not a stretch. It's two reality shows on Netflix. It's not a stretch, Riggs. It's
but they're not that interesting of characters, though.
And mixing them in.
But the caveat to any good reality show is good characters, and neither one of them are really good characters on their own.
Right, but you know what the twist would be?
What?
The twist would be his not gay husband getting it on with women while he's in jail. Are you following me?
Yeah.
I should have been a reality show producer, man. I should have, because this is so obvious to me what they're going to do. They're going to out him for being straight, which is hysterical. It sounds funny when you say it. Out him for being straight.
Again.
They're going to out him for being straight, but it's a thing. Yeah. And he's going to hang out with the guy. It's a great way to merge two shows. Maybe I'm crazy, but what else you got? Huh? Come at me.
All right.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What did you encounter over the weekend? Something you bought?
Dude. Well, the first thing I encountered made me go,
what was that?
And then the second thing I encountered made me do, again, and I turned around and didn't buy it. I was so in shock of what I found, but then when I found it, it turned out all bad. Okay, so...
A double gasp?
This is the weirdest predicament. So I go to the store. Was it Saturday morning? I go about once a week, essential. And I do wear a mask. I don't care. You do you. I'm doing me.
Yeah.
Move on with your life and keep it moving. Just stay away from me, okay? So I'm shopping, and I go over to look for hand soap because every time I go, it's been gone now. And so they had some, but it was one per person. Fine.
Sure.
I take one thing of soap. Great. But then I look down right below the soap rigs is the hand sanitizer. I haven't seen hand sanitizer in forever. Well, at the very bottom, they had some weird brand of hand sanitizer I just wasn't interested in because it looked a little too natural and weird. I was like, I want the good stuff. I want strong alcohol.
I was going to say, I've seen some hand sanitizer, but I haven't seen Purell. I'm seeing like different brands of hand sanitizer now.
Well, Riggs, I saw the money, whatever the main brand is, and it wasn't just hand sanitizer. It was like a gallon of hand sanitizer. There were three of them.
Okay.
3 gallons.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like a dream come true at the store. You're like, sure. I just found a gallon of hand sanitizer? This can't be real.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out what the catch was. So I was like, And I look down, I grab the bottle, I'm about to pick it up, and then I realize it's open, all of them. So I don't know, because you know how like when you open the cap and then you
there's a seal
there's
a on top. Yeah, there's a little
there's
seal.
A guard. Hold on, Hudson. My kid just came in. I think he's trying to get on a Zoom call and he needs help, but he can wait. Anyway.
Was there a plastic seal on it? Like one of those things you have to lift up and break to get off? Or was it like
it
an actual
have any
a plastic?
Of those. No,
nothing like that.
None
really?
Of those. None of those.
So like somebody just filled it up in the back and set it out there for sale.
Uh-huh. So then I thought to myself, why are there 3 gallons of opened hand sanitizer? And I thought, was it the stores?
Maybe.
And you know what the worst part was? When I came in, they had none. That's when I said, well, I won't be back here.
Right.
I'm glad you've given up, but all I need is hand sanitizer to come shop here, and you can't even do me that. So I thought, you got plenty on the shelves. You got 3 gallons.
But none
none
at the entrance for customers.
None at the door.
Okay.
And nobody wiping, nothing. So I was like, the irony that it was hand sanitizer that I was afraid to buy because it was open. I mean, can hand sanitizer even be bad?
I don't think so. But that was strange that there were three of them. All three of them were opened?
Open. All three. Big gallons. So maybe I'm crazy for not taking it, but I was weirded out. I go, I don't know why these are open. And
I'd have taken it, wiped down the jug, and called it a day.
Would you in the middle of a pandemic? Would you, though?
Yes.
Think about it, man.
Was it alcohol?
Somebody's tainted with stuff?
Did you smell it? Did you smell it?
I didn't get. I got so weirded out that it was open. I threw it back on the shelf.
No, I would have bought it.
I just stared at it.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't know. I stared
at it. It's sanitary by nature.
It was a person.
It's sterile by nature. It's alcohol. I would have been fine. I would have been like,
what if you found?
Give it to me.
Okay, I guess because a bunch of open soaps. I mean,
yeah.
I guess I use soap if I go to the bathroom somewhere. I haven't been to the bathroom in a public place in months, so I really don't know what that's like, but you know what I mean?
But how ironic, though, that the one thing that they didn't have, they did have on shelves, but it was open. Maybe they mixed it
nowhere.
Up. Maybe they mixed it up.
3 random gallons? I mean, so weird.
Right.
So weird.
Would you buy opened hand sanitizer?
No.
I would.
Maybe it's there because I was there in the morning or something. The whole thing was strange.
Oh. 71037 at that's happened to you. Anything strange like that? Bizarre. It's Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allie bought used hand sanitizer. You didn't buy it. At the end of the day, you didn't buy it. You did not? You didn't?
No. I didn't buy it. It freaked me out.
Have you tried returning something during this pandemic?
No. Have you?
Uh-huh.
How'd that go?
Yeah, yesterday. I overbought too much soil for our little garden in the back because we're finally planting a garden in the back of the house.
Okay.
putting in some lettuce, some cilantro.
Some lettuce,
some spinach, some basil. Salad stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Produce. So I bought what I thought was enough soil plus a little bit extra because I didn't want to have to make another trip. And I said, hey, can I bring this back if I buy too much? The guy was like, sure, no problem. So I bought 14 bags. I used 10 of the bags, and I'm like, holy crap, I got 4 left over. So I drive back to return them, and they say, I'm sorry, we're not accepting returns until the 27th.
Of May?
Of May.
Why the 27th?
I don't know. And I said, why that date? And she said, I don't know, that's just our date. And I go, but it's Monday, the 25th. She said, yeah. And I go, so I can come back in 2 days and return it, but I can't return it now? It didn't make any sense to me.
You can text to 71037. Is something happening on the 27th? Because remember how we talked about how some of the water parks are opening in the Dells on the 27th?
Yeah.
Is something happening on the 27th that they're like a lot? I don't know.
I'm
literally throwing it out there. Like, why the 27th?
And I got to say, like, if I was returning something that I would, like, touch a lot, like utensils or, like, something that was very much handled by hands or something, like, for a kitchen or, like, garden tools, I would probably not try to return that because I would say, okay, it's a surface. You don't want to have to worry about disinfecting it and putting it back out. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
But this was a bag of soil. I mean, it's,
right.
I was like, it's a bag of dirt that you're going to throw outside on top of other bags of dirt and someone's going to grab
but
with dirty hands.
You've had it in your house.
In my yard, yeah.
But I could have touched it.
You're breaking up bad, dude. But the 2 day thing was what was weird to me because I was
sorry.
Like, it's Monday. We can't do this. I can't do this 2 days early. Maybe somebody knows at 71037 what the 27th means. Maybe there's something about that date when magically COVID disappears. No, that's not the case.
Oh.
What is it?
Because of the 26th, the 26th was the original end date. Duh. Now it's all hitting me. I had to process it. May 26th,
right.
The original stay-at-home order.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the original, if you're following that, which a lot of people still are.
Sure.
Remember, not everybody opened up. A lot of people haven't opened up.
Oh, I know.
A lot of people have and a lot of people haven't.
What does safer
so
at home have to do with
was.
Bringing back a bag of soil? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
enter the COVID confusion that we've all had during this whole lockdown thing. What's okay, what's not okay.
Everyone's texting in. It's 27th is significant because it's the day after the governor's original order. So my point was, Riggs, maybe these stores have that set and they're not going to change it. They're not going to change it by 10 days. Like, they're just going to go, look, 27th, we've been telling everybody 27th. It's staying 27th.
Yeah.
Like, why let half of them bring it back? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if you need some extra soil, I got some in the back of my car, so it's dirty soil.
No, it's been to your house and back. There's a reason I haven't touched you.
Right?
We've ruined the whole point.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.